Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A federal jury in New York has found former President Donald Trump liable for battery and defamation. The decision came in a civil lawsuit brought by writer E. Jean Carroll, who now stands to receive $5 million in damages. As NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports, the judgment is a rare one for Trump.
I've covered criminal and civil investigations and lawsuits and impeachment trials for many years. And even though Trump's company was found guilty last year of 17 felony counts of fraud, this is the first time since he became president that Trump himself was ordered to face a consequence, a finding of liability and being ordered to pay $5 million in damages. That is unprecedented in U.S. history. It means we have a man found liable by a jury for sexual assault as the Republican frontrunner hoping to occupy the White House once again.
NPR's Andrew Bernstein reporting. President Biden has spoken with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador ahead of a major shift in U.S. immigration policy. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that both nations are expecting the shift to have significant impact.
The public health restrictions that bar most migrants from entering the United States, known as Title 42, will be lifted on Thursday. The administration has estimated that daily apprehensions at the border could rise as high as 13,000. According to the White House, Presidents Biden and López Obrador discussed, quote, the urgency of effectively reducing crowding in northern Mexico. They also discussed the importance of close coordination between U.S. and Mexican border authorities and strong enforcement measures. The Biden administration promises to step up enforcement while urging people to pursue one of several legal pathways to apply for asylum or temporary status in the U.S. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
A writer's strike is now in its second week and causing disruptions in Hollywood. The Writers Guild of America, which represents nearly 12,000 full-time members, is picketing studios, networks, and streamers for the first time in 15 years. And Nina Gregory has details.
Business is getting heated in Hollywood. Writers Guild rules state members must honor all guild picket lines and may not enter the companies they're picketing. As members of other unions stand with them, production's been halted on shows such as Stranger Things. This week, actor Michael J. Fox refused to cross the picket line and postponed a premiere of his new documentary. Elsewhere in Hollywood, actor Kristen Stewart headlined a fashion show at Paramount Studios for Chanel. The French luxury brand noted, it's a non-union event and guests entered through, quote, a neutral gate. Stewart is a member of the Screen Actors Guild. For NPR News, I'm Nina Gregory.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. The Justice Department says it's disrupted a long-running cyber espionage campaign that infected computer networks in dozens of countries. DOJ prosecutors say the spying operation has been linked to Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB. The head of DOJ's National Security Division says that for two decades, FSB has been used in malware to attack the U.S. and its allies. Members of the Texas State House have voted to expel Brian Slayton. The Republican lawmaker is accused of having a sexual affair with an aide. The Texas newsroom Sergio Martinez Beltran reports that this is the first time since 1927 that a lawmaker has been kicked out of the Texas legislature.
The full Texas House chamber sat in silence as members read the report that found Brian Slayton in violation of the House rules. State Representative Ann Johnson, a Democrat from Houston, said Slayton's actions left members with no other choice than to vote for expulsion.
We are here because a 45-year-old member took advantage of and abused his power over his subordinate teenage staffer.
A Texas House panel found that Slayton gave alcohol to his 19-year-old aide at his apartment. Afterwards, the report says he had sex with the staffer. Slayton is known for pushing for bills targeting members of the LGBTQ community. The 45-year-old is also married. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.
Again, U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are lower, down over 1% in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.